DeepMind sounds the AGI. Alarm Anthropic eyes Wall Street and the talent wars heat up. Good morning and welcome to the Morning AI Briefing for Thursday, July 16th, 2026. I'm your host and today's theme is accountability. Who controls AI, who profits from it, and who gets left behind? Let's start with the biggest governance story of the week. Demis Hassabis, the co-founder and CEO of Google DeepMind, is publicly calling for a U.S.-led AI watchdog modeled on Wall Street's FINRA. Speaking in the last 24 hours, Hassabis argued that no single company or government should decide whether an AI model is too dangerous to release. That call needs an independent, expert body. He's also on record saying AGI is likely just years away. When the person building Frontier AI says the industry needs an external regulator to stop dangerous models, that's worth paying attention to. At the same time, Google DeepMind is dealing with a talent exodus in London. High-profile researchers, including Nobel Prize winner John Jumper and Noam Shazir, have left for Anthropic and OpenAI. The culprit appears to be a UK tax rule affecting equity compensation. London is still a top AI hub, but this signals a real competitive pressure on international talent retention that no watchdog can fix. Speaking of Anthropic, the company is reportedly planning IPO investor meetings as its public listing nears. That's a massive signal. Anthropic has been the industry's safety-first counterweight to OpenAI, and going public means it will soon be answerable to shareholders. How that changes its product roadmap and safety commitments will be one of the most consequential stories in AI over the next 12 months. Meanwhile, Anthropic also made a product move aimed at education. The company is giving all verified US K-12 teachers free premium Claude access for a full year. The offering includes standards-aligned lesson planning through something called Learning Commons, a suite of agentic tools built specifically for classroom use. This isn't charity. It's a land grab for the next generation of AI-native educators before Google Workspace and Microsoft Copilot lock up that market. On the model news front, Google's Gemini 3.5 Pro has hit its third delay since the original June target. Rumors suggest a stopgap release called Gemini 3.6 Flash may drop while the Pro version gets fixed. Three delays on a flagship model is a story about the difficulty of shipping reliable frontier AI, not just a calendar slip. OpenAI, meanwhile, unveiled a new internal model called GPT Red, specifically designed for AI security testing. It's built to find prompt injection vulnerabilities and improve safety robustness. The fact that OpenAI is now building dedicated red teaming models is a signal that adversarial AI attacks are mature enough to warrant specialized infrastructure. On the funding and infrastructure side, a startup called Reflection just signed a $1 billion-plus compute deal with Nebius, the GPU cloud spun out of Yandex, for access to NVIDIA's latest generation chips. That's a massive commitment for a startup and reinforces just how central raw compute access has become as a competitive moat. From the policy front, the U.S. is tightening AI export restrictions targeting China, reportedly driven in part by direct lobbying from Anthropic urging Washington to extend America's frontier AI lead. Anthropic going public while simultaneously shaping national AI export policy is a combination that will draw scrutiny. And finally, The Economist and New York Times both published pieces today on why sovereign AI, the idea that countries like France and Germany can build AI infrastructure independent of the US and China, is essentially a pipe dream. The cost, talent, and compute gaps are simply too large. The implication? US and Chinese AI providers will dominate global infrastructure for the foreseeable future. Today's business idea, an AI governance advisory firm for institutional investors. With Anthropic heading toward an IPO, DeepMind pushing for regulation, and governments worldwide scrambling to set AI policy, large asset managers and private equity firms need specialized analysts who can assess AI safety practices, regulatory exposure, and governance risk the same way they assess ESG metrics. This is a high-margin consulting play with immediate demand and almost no established competition. That's your morning AI briefing for July 16th. Stay sharp, and we'll see you tomorrow.